Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our virtual Mishnah Berurah. We're holding a Mishnah Chelek Dalet, and Mi'etz Hashem, today we will be learning Daf Resh Nun Vav Amud Beis. Hopefully, we will be completing Siman Shin Pei Vav. We are continuing to learn the halachas of Iruv Chetzeres, and we pick up today on the very top line of the Shulchan Aruch on Resh Nun Vav Amud Beis by the parentheses Ve'im Omar. Our learning today should be a schus for Achinuka Beis Yisrael, Hanesuna Matsaru Bashivya, Haim Dim Bein Bayom, Ubein Bayabasha, Hamaka, Mirachim Alehem, Vyaitzia, Mitsaru Lervacha, Mefela Laura, Mishibud Lagula, Hashta Bagolo, Vizman Kariv, and Emar Amen. Our learning should be a schus for Fuah Shalema, for Achia Gadol, Meshameh Ben Esther Fradel, Yitzchak Ben Tzion Ben Dusha, Rivka Bashir Alea, Chavadasa Bas Rezel Serel, Yeshua Levi, Ben Ahuva Malka, Yeshua Levi ben Ahuva Malka Chana, Yeruchim ben Masha, and Trani Bas Batsheva. They should all have a Refu Shalema B'Sai Shar Chil Yisrael. And we are mispal that the schus of our learning, the Rebbein Shalom should watch over all of our brothers and sisters that find themselves in harm's way, B'chol Makoim Shehem. All right, so in the beginning, in Sif Ches, we're picking up now in the middle of Shin Pei Vav Sif Ches. Again, we're on the top line of Resh Nun Vav Amud Beis by the parentheses. Now, earlier in Sif Ches, in the previous year, the Mechaber discussed the halacha of somebody who makes a neder or a shvua, prohibiting himself from eating a particular food. The Mechaber gave us two opinions. According to the first opinion, if somebody made neder or shvua, and because of that, let's say he cannot eat a particular loaf of bread, so the halacha is he's still allowed to use that loaf of bread for a shetufei mevuos, or we also saw for an iruv chatzeros if we're talking about pas. Why? Because while it's true that that pas is usher to him, it's mutter to everybody else. And the halacha that we saw in Sif Ches is that you're allowed to use for an Erev something that you personally cannot eat, so long as other people can eat it. And some of the examples that we saw, a Nazir is allowed to make a Shetufei Mevuos using wine. He's not allowed to drink wine. Yeah, but other people are allowed to drink wine. A Yisrael is allowed to make a Shetufei Mevuos or a Eruv Chatzeros using Truma. A Yisrael is not allowed to eat Truma. Yeah, but a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma, and therefore it's usable for a Shetufei Mevuos or a Eruv Chatzeres. So too over here, says the Shulchan Aruch, if you go ahead and you make a neder that you're not going to eat a particular loaf of bread, or a shvua that you're not going to eat a particular loaf of bread, while it's true that you can't eat that loaf of bread, but other people can eat that loaf of bread, therefore you could still use it for a Shetufei Mevuos or a Eruv Chatzeres. Then the Mechaber brought down a Yesh Oimrim. The Yesh Oimrim says, yeah, that's true. If the neder you made or the shvua that you made prohibits you from eating the bread, then yes, you could use it for a Shetufei Mevuos or a Eruv Chatzeres, because it's true, other people can use it. But if you made a neder or a shvua that prohibits you not only from eating the bread, but it prohibits you from eating the bread or gaining any hana from the bread, you make a neder or a shvua that you're not going to have any hana, you're not going to get any benefit from this bread, then you cannot use it for a shetufei mevuos or in a eruv chatzeres, because by using it for the shituf or by using it for the eruv, you are gaining a benefit. You just made a neder or a shvua that you're not going to benefit from this bread, but now you are. So the Yesh Oimrim says, yeah, if you made a neder or a shvua that prohibits you from eating the bread, that's okay. But if you made a neder or a shvua that prohibits you from both eating it or gaining any other benefit from it, then you cannot use it for the Erev or for the Shituf. Now, the Mishnah Berurah took a look at this machlokes, and the Mishnah Berurah pointed out that from the Lashon of the Mechaber, it seems very clear that the first opinion, the Deir Rishayna of the Mechaber, would disagree with the Yesh Oimrim. The Deir Rishayna of the Mechaber seems to hold that even if you made a neder or a shvua prohibiting yourself from gaining any hanah from the bread whatsoever, it's still mutter to use it for an Erev or a Shituf. You're gaining hanah, So what the Mefarshim want to say is, listen, it's true that when you use a pas for an Eruv Chatzeros or for a Shetufei Mavuos, you are gaining a benefit out of that pas. But that's a very unconventional benefit. And that's not a benefit that we assume anybody had in mind when they made a neder or a shvua not to have hana from the bread. It's such an unconventional type of hana. It's not hana's achila. It's not monetary hana that you're going ahead and selling it. It's not. It's such a highly unconventional hana that the assumption is the person did not have that in mind when he made the neder or the shvua. Now, if that's true, what comes out is we have a Dei Rishayna that's very makel. We have a Dei Rishayna that says you made a neder or a shvua. Whether you made the neder or the shvua not to eat the bread, or you made a neder or a shvua not to have any hanaf from the bread, you're still allowed to use that bread for Eruv Chatzeres or Shetufei Mavuos. Then we have a Yesh Ayimim that's Bor Machmer. What's the chumrah of the Yesh Ayimim? The chumrah of the Yesh Ayimim is, yeah, if you made a neder or a shvua prohibiting achila, you could still use it. But if you made a neder or a shvua prohibiting hana, then you cannot use it for Eruv Chatzeres or Shetufei Mavuos. Against the backdrop of that machlokes comes along the parentheses over here, and this is brought down from the Torah. In the parentheses, it says on the top line of Resh Tovav Amnebeis, V'em Amar Koinem Hana Osai Oy Achilosai Olai. But let's say somebody made a very specific type of neder. Now, in order to understand the mechanics of this type of neder, we have to go a little bit into the details of neder. And right now, there's a listener who's smiling and laughing. But we have to go a little bit into the details of neder. How does a neder work? You see, a shvua is very, very basic. A shvua, in English, you would say an oath. I don't know, a vow. Usually, in English, they like to use the word oath when it comes to shvua. They like to use vow when it comes to neder. But this is English. It's not Aramaic or Hebrew. So it's neither here nor there. But somebody takes an oath. Somebody makes a vow. He makes a shvua that he is not going to eat this particular loaf of bread. What has he just done? What he has just done is he's created a prohibition for himself. He didn't change anything about the bread. The bread is bread is bread. Bread is the same bread it always was. He took a new prohibition onto himself by virtue of the shvua that he just made. He is not allowed to eat the bread. This is what we would call an iser gavra. It's an iser on the person. It's a prohibition that lands on the person and is based on the person. He is not allowed to eat that bread. A neder, the mechanics of a neder are somewhat different. The mechanics of a neder are, the person looks at the bread and he changes the bread. What do you mean he changes the bread? Not that he adds any ingredients. He halachically changes the status of that bread. He creates an iser chetza. He takes the object and he changes the halachic status of the object. He looks at that object and he says, that pas should be usur to me. What he's doing is he's taking that pas and he's turning it into chazer for himself. He's saying, I am creating an iser on that bread. I want that bread to be usur to me. I'm changing the halachic status of the bread. I'm not changing the halachic status of myself. I'm not creating a prohibition. I am not allowed to eat that bread. I'm turning the bread into something which is usur. Now, you might listen to this conversation and you might say, well, it's semantics. No, it's not semantics. There are a lot of differences in halacha that are based on the different mechanics of neder or shvua. Now, we're not learning Hilchas Nedar, but the reason I'm giving this hakdama is you need it to be able to understand what it says here in the parentheses. One way that you can make a neder, we know that hegdish, something that belongs to hegdish, something that belongs to the Beis Hamikdash, hegdish is aser b'hana. You're not allowed to have hana from hegdish. Let's say a carbon. Let's say you go to an animal and you say, Harezu oila. This animal should be an oila. Well, once you are makdish that animal, once you put kedusha onto that animal and you set it aside, you are mafresh it as a carbon oila, it now has kedusha, you're not allowed to get hana from that animal. To get hana from that animal would be to be over the iser of me'ila. So you're not allowed to get any hanah from that animal. So that's fine animal. Let's say a person looks at a loaf of bread and he says, Hare zeh alai kekarbon. I want this loaf of bread to be to me like a carbon. Well, what did he just say? What he just said was, I want that loaf of bread to be offered to me. The same way an animal that I set aside to be a carbon oila is aser b'hanah to me. I just said, I want this loaf of bread to be like a carbon. What does that mean? It means I want it to be aser to me the same way a carbon is aser to me. I want this loaf of bread to be aser to me the same way. Now, you'll notice that in my phraseology, I said, Hare zeh alai, this should be to me kikarbon, like a carbon. But you learn Masechtas Nedarim, and we find out in Masechtas Nedarim that there was a slang or a little shorthand version of the word carbon. And that was koinam, kuf vav nun endemem, koinam. Hare zeh alai kikoinam. The word koinam was kind of like a shorthand or a slang for carbon. And it works the same way. If somebody would say, Hare zeh alai koinam, that's the equivalent of saying, Hare zeh alai kikarbon. And again, it would be offered to him like a carbon. Now, that's going to have a ramification in the halacha that we're learning here, according to the parentheses. Says the parentheses, Ve'im amar, koinam hana'osai oyachi losai alai. If the way this person made the neder was, he said, koinam hana'osai oyachi losai alai. The eating of this bread should be to me like koinam. It should be to me like a carbon. Are you allowed to eat a behemoth that's a carbon? No, you're not. Or if he says, the hanah of this bread should be to me kikoinam. Are you allowed to have hanah from a carbon? No, you're not. In either one of those cases, it says here in the parentheses, lekulei alma ein mishtatef ba. Now, everybody would agree. It says here in the parentheses, both the Dei Rishayna, that's Mekel, and the Dei Ashtia, the Yesh Omrim, everybody would agree that if the way you made the neder was you invoked the word koinam or carbon, that's the way you made the neder. You said, I want the achila of this pas to be kikoinam or kikarbon. If you did that, then everybody would agree you cannot use it to make a shitufei bevuos or in eruv chatzeros. Both the Dei Rishayna, that was Mekel, and the Yesh Omrim, that was Machmer. Now, why would that be? So let's take a look here at the Mishnah Berurah's Katanun. Vim Amar Koinam Atam, the reason for this halacha is, Da'af al gav debistam neder me'achila mutar le'ishtatev. Even though, if a person simply made a neder saying that this pas should be ossered to him ba'achila, without using the word carbon, Hare zeh ossar alai ba'achila. If somebody would go ahead and make that neder without using carbon or koinam or anything like that, then we said it's mutter to use the pas for an eruv or a shituf. Why? Because while it's ossar to you, it's mutter to everybody else. Haynu b'shaloi hizkir l'shoin koinam. Over there it's mutter because you did not say koinam, or you did not say carbon, or you did not say hegdish. You simply said, Hare zeh ossar alai. But you didn't invoke anything related to kachim. You didn't say hegdish, you didn't say carbon, you didn't say koinam. Avo ba'ayma lashin koinam. But if you invoke that kind of terminology, afilu hizki b'ferish achila, even if you only answered it b'achila, you didn't answer it b'ano, you only answered it b'achila, right? Gam kein ein mishtatvin ba, you still cannot use it to create a shitufei bevuos or a eruv chatzeros. Why? The koinam hu lashin carbon. Because like I explained to you, like the Mishnah and the Gemara tells us in the Nedarim, the word koinam is shorthand for carbon. V'isharis bazeh. And if we're going to allow you to go ahead and use this pas that you asered invoking kachim to make a shetufei bevuos, asi l'mishrei gam b'shal hegdish gomor. We're afraid that you might go next time to use a loaf of bread to make a shetufei bevuos, you would use a loaf of bread that actually is hegdish. U'behegdesh lois l'kulei alma ein ma'arvin u'mishtatvin. To actually use a pas that belongs to Hegdish for an Eruv or for a Shituf, that everybody agrees is Aser. Mepneishu Aser L'chal Ha'olam. The only reason why you're allowed to use a pas that you asid on yourself for an Eruv or for a Shituf is because it's mutter to everybody else. But real bona fide Hegdish is not mutter to everybody else. Real bona fide Hegdish is also to everybody. So if this pas would really be Hegdish, you certainly would not be able to use it for an Eruv or for a Shituf. The only tzad that it should be mutter is because you didn't really make it Hegdish. You said it should be usher to yourself like Hegdish, but it's mutter to everybody else. But we can't be matter that, because if we're matter that, you might come to use real Hegdish for an Eruv or a Shituf, and that certainly would be a problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the closing, well, in Yedina, when it comes to halacha l'maisa, ayin bebir halacha dibra maschil v'im. Now, Bir Alocha Dibra Maslavim Amar Kainam Lukuli Alma happens to be a very interesting Bir Alocha. It's a little complex. I don't want to read it inside and go into it, but I'll just tell you outside quickly what he says, you know, kind of in a nutshell. The parentheses over here, whether it's from the Ramah or it's not from the Ramah, the parentheses made the statement that if you use the phraseology of Kainam or Karbon or any form of Hegdish, then everybody would agree, l'kulei alma, ein mishtatef pa, everybody would agree that you're not allowed to use it for a shituf, and we explained why would that be, because of gzera, we're afraid that if we're going to be matir that, somebody might come to be matir real Hegdish. Real Hegdish, we can't be matir, because real Hegdish is also to everybody. Says the Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, really? This is not l'kulei alma. It's not l'kulei alma. This is a shitas taisis. It's a shitas taisis that holds that we make such a gzera, but there are other rishonim that hold that we do not make such a gzera. And therefore, the Chavetz Chaim, based on different achronim, the Chavetz Chaim comes to the conclusion this is not l'kulei alma. And he says that the dea rishona of the Mechaber, who said that if you make a neder, whether it's a neder only from achila or even a neder from hanah, you're allowed to use that pas for a shita for an Erev. He would hold that way even if you used the word kainam, because from the neder standpoint, the Dei Rishona holds it's not a problem. If you did it only from Achila, okay, so it's also to you, it's butter to everybody else. Even if you did it from Hana, this is not really considered a Hana. It's an unconventional Hana. You used the word kainam, the Dei Rishona goes like the Rishonim who hold that there is no restriction. Just because you used the word kainam, we don't make exera. It doesn't hold of Shitas Taisis. So that's, if you want to see greater detail, you can go look at that Bir Halacha. We're going to move on now to the second line, Reish Nudvav on the base, Simen Chin Pei Vav Sif Tes. Says the Mechaber, it looks like a very lengthy sif, but it's really a very simple sif, so I don't think we should have any trouble finishing up here. Says the Mechaber, Amar al Kikar, if you say about a loaf of bread, Hayoim Choyl, today I want this pas. You're talking on Erev Shabbos. So you pick up a loaf of bread and you say, today it should be Choyl. What does Choyl mean? Not weekday. It means it should be mutter. It should have no kedusha to it at all. It should be absolutely mutter. But ulamachar kodesh oikoinam. But tomorrow, I want this bread to be considered like Hegdish, like a carbon, like koinam. So what's he doing? He's essentially making a neder, right? He's saying that he wants this loaf of bread to be to him like Hegdish, like a carbon, which we explained is making a neder that this loaf of bread should be offered to himself. But he only wants that neder to go into effect tomorrow on Shabbos. He doesn't want the neder to go into effect on Friday, right? So he's picking up the challah, and he says, tomorrow, this challah should be to me like a carbon. Okay, so on Shabbos, it'll be also to him, Bahana. But today, Friday, it's mutter to him, Bahana. So can he use that to make an Erev, or to make a Shituf? Says the Mechaber, Amar al Kikar Hayoyim Chayil Ulamachar Kodesh Aykainam, Mishtatvet Loipa. You could still use it for a shituf. Why? Because when does an Erev and a shituf go into effect? It goes into effect at the Zman of Knesas Shabbos at Ben Hashmoshes, says the Mechaber, Sheben Hashmoshes Adayin Loin Niskat Shavadai. when Ben Ashmashas comes, Ben Ashmashas is Safik Yom, Safik Laila. The Mishnah Berurah is going to say that we're not Machmir Misafik. We don't say that this Chala becomes Aser. We don't say that the Neder is Chal during the Ben Ashmashas period Misafik. The Neder is not Chal until after Ben Ashmashas, until it's Vadai Laila and it's Vadai Mochar. So until that point, it's still Chayil. If it's Chayil, so at the time that the Erev kicked in during the Ben Ashmashas period, it wasn't Aser. It wasn't Aser. Fine. You could use it for an Erev or a Shituf. Or Re'uya Haysa Miba'ayd Yayim. Because it was still Roy. It was still available for use at the time of Ben Ashmashas when the Erev or the Shituf needs to kick in. Now, we'll see right away that this Mechaber, he's talking about where somebody used Kodesh or Kainam. Why would it be Aser? It would be Aser because of the Gzera that we just spoke about, the Gzera that we can't be Matir. Once you use the word Kodesh or Kainam, we can't be Matir it because of the Gzera. And you can see this in the Bir Alacha, Dibra Basko, Lolomacha, Kodesh, or Kainam, Hulash and Ator. This is going based on Shita Sataisus that it would be Aser once the Neder is Chal. The reason it's Mutter is because the Neder is not Chal until after Ben Ashmashas, and the Erev and the Shituf are already Chal during Ben Ashmashas. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ice Cut Nun Aleph, Hayyam Chayil Ulamacha Kodesh. Pirush, the explanation of this is, the Erev Shabbos lo yiskadish hadayin. The person is saying that on Erev Shabbos, this chala, this pas, should not be kodesh at all. Rak lamachar yeh kodesh. He only wants his neder to be chal, to take effect tomorrow on Shabbos. Well, in that case, Arinon, we say, the Ben Ashmashas hadayin lo yiskadish. During the Ben Ashmashas period, the neder was not yet chal. It's not kodesh yet. The misveika lo yinokta lo kedusha. Because the Kedusha does not land on the pas misafik. Valkain, and therefore, yachal lehishtati pikikar zeh. You could use this kikar for a shituf. Sheikar chalos hashituf hu ben ashmashas. Because the chalois of the shituf is during ben ashmashas. Va'adayin haya az ba'oseyaz mana kikar chayil. And at that time, during ben ashmashas, it wasn't kaidish yet. His nether wasn't chal yet. So it's still available for use for an eriv or for a shituf. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber, third line down near the middle of the line. Now the Mechaber gives us the opposite case. Aval im amar hayoim koinam. But let's say the person is talking on Erev Shabbos and he says, today I want the challah to be koinam. Today I want it to be like a carbon. Ulamachar choil. And then tomorrow I want it to transition to become choil. So again, he's making his neder conditionally, but now it's the opposite. I want it to be usher today. I want it to be mutter tomorrow. In that case, ein mishtatzed loyba. Now you cannot use it. She'ein ru'uya achetekshach. Because the neder that he's making is chal on Erev Shabbos. So on Erev Shabbos, this kikar is going to be usher. The usher status of the kikar is going to fall off when? Tomorrow. Okay, when is that going to happen? Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us the Kedusha does not go off. The same way Kedusha doesn't land Misafik during Ben Ashmashas, it also does not go off Misafik during Ben Ashmashas. So it's not going to become Chayil until Vadai Laila. So that means that during the Ben Ashmashas period, it was Kodesh, it wasn't available at the Zman Knesset Shabbos, when the Erev of the Shituf would go into effect. We can see this in the Mishnah Berurah, cut in the bays, Anche Tashach, Ritzoy Nelorba. What the Mechaber wants to say is, it won't become Mutter until Laila Gemura, until it's Vadai Laila, the Misfeka Loi Paka Kedusha. The same way the Kedusha doesn't land Misafik, it also doesn't leave Misafik. Vim Kain, and if so, Bimen Hashmashas, Hayadayin Kodesh. So the Kedusha started when he said, I want it to be Kodesh today. I want it to be Kainam today on Erev Shabbos. The Kedusha already landed on it. Now you want it to go off? It doesn't go off until Vadai Laila. So during Ben Ashmashas, it was still Kodesh. Ve'in Ma'arvin Behekdeshais. You can't use it as an Erev. It has a status of Egdish. Okay. Vayter in the Mechaber. It's very interesting that in one Sif, this is not typical. We have here at Sif Test that in one Sif, The Mechaber changes topics completely. Says the Mechaber, we're four lines down, a little bit past the middle of the line. Chotzer ha-pasuach l'shnei mevuos. You have two chatzeros. I'm sorry, you have one chotzer. Chotzer ha-pasuach, you have one chotzer that opens l'shnei mevuos. So you have this chotzer, and on one side of the chotzer, it has a gateway going to one mavui. On the other side of the chotzer, it is a gateway going on to another mavui. V'shiteif im kol echod mehem. And he joined the shetufei mevuos with the chatzeros of both mevuos. So let's say on one side of the chatzer, it opens up to Mavui A. Mavui A, let's say, has another three chatzeros that open onto it. So this chatzer joined a shetufei mevuos with the other three chatzeros that open onto Mavui A. At the other side of the chatzer, it opens up onto Mavui B. Mavui B also has three other chatzeros that open onto it. Okay, so the residents of this chatzer also joined shetufei mevuos with the other chatzeros that open on to Mavui B. Says the Mechaber, Mutarim kol echad mehem l'talta mimenu l'chatzer u'michatzer l'saychai. Fine. Very effective. The people in this middle chatzer, it will be mutter for them to take from a house in their chatzer out to the Mavuis, to either Mavui, and it will be mutter for them to go from the chatzeros of those Mavuis into their chatzer, l'saychai, into their houses. But va'asa l'taltal kelim sheshavsu b'mavui zeh l'mavui acher derech ha'chatzer. But what they will not be able to do is, they can't go to a house in one of the chatzeros of Mavui A, take a keli sheshavas babayis, bring it from that chatzer from that chatzer through Mavui A into their chatzer, and then take it from their chatzer out into Mavui B. That they can't do, because Mavui A and Mavui B are not linked. This middle chatzer is linked. It has two shitufei mevuos. It has one shituf with all of the chatzeros of Mavui A. So fine, all of that transfer is mutter. It also has an effective shitufei mevuos with all of the chatzeros of Mavui B. So all of that transfer is also mutter. But to use the middle chatzer in order to take something from a house in one of the chatzeros of Mavui A and then bring it over into Mavui B, that you can't do. Now you're transferring from, you're taking a keli sheshavas babayis in a chatzer of Mavui A and you're bringing it out to Mavui B. But that chatzer is not connected to Mavui B. It doesn't have a shituf with Mavui B. So that would be atzer. Says the Mishnah Brura, Ois Katan Nun Gimel. Vasal Tautal, Shaharei, Hamavoy Soy Shitfu Yachad. Movi A and Movi B did not join in a common Shituf. Olafikach, therefore, Im Nasnu Shnei Hamavoy Shitufan Bechotze Zu Bekli Echot. But there is an out. If the three Chatzeros of Movi A, right, they want to make a Shitufe Bevoys, and the middle Chatzer is going to join them. Now, where does the Shituf go? The shituf goes in one of the chatzeros of the Mavui. So let's say the three chatzeros of Mavui A took a pass and they put it into the middle chatzer. So that the middle chatzer, that's where the shituf is going to be. The middle chatzer opens up at the Mavui A also. So they put their shituf in the middle chatzer. Then the three chatzeros from Mavui B also took their kikar, their shituf, and they also put it into the middle chatzer. And they took both of the shitufim and they put them into one keli. Well, in that case, you just joined Mavui A and Mavui B. Now you successfully made one large shitufei mevuos that incorporates all the chatzeros of chatzer A and all of the chatzeros of Mavui B and the middle chatzer. It incorporates them into all one large shitufei mevuos. That would work, says the Mishnah Berurah. And he says, we saw this. Now transfer from the houses of one chatzar of one mavli to the chatzeros or the houses of the chatzeros of the other mavli will be mutter. And this is kamosha kasser reish sibit shenayin ches sefalof ayin sham. This is really the identical halacha that we learned in shenayin ches when we were dealing with chatzeros. Over there, we dealt with outside chatzeros and a middle chatzar. And we had a case where the outside chatzar on one side joined an Erev with the middle chatzar. The outside chatzar on the other side joined an Erev with the middle chatzar. But the two outside chatzarais did not join in Eruv and chatzarais. Okay, they're not linked. You can't transfer from one to the other, from a Keli Shoshavas Babayas from one to the other. But if the outside chatzar on one side took their Erev and put it into a house in the middle chatzar, and the outside chatzar on the other side took their Erev and put it in the same house, in the same keli, in the middle chatzar, that linked to all three of them. Same thing is going on over here with Mevuyos. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah is cut nun dalid. So we said, you're not allowed to take a keli shashavas in one mavui to the other mavui. Mishnah Berurah explains what that means. Sheshavsu b'mavui. Kalaimar, what does it mean a keli sheshavas b'mavui? It doesn't mean a keli that started off Shabbos outside in the street in the mavui. What it means is, kalaimar, bibati mishab b'mavui. You're taking a keli that started out Shabbos in one of the houses, in one of the chatzeros of one of the mavuyos. If this keli started off Shabbos in the mavli itself, then you could move it from one mavli to another mavli. What's the problem? Kol ha-chatzeros, va-gagos, va-kapifos, and the mavuyos, they're all rishos achasen when it comes to Shabbos. Okay, weiter. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down, about by the middle of the line, says the Mechaber. Let's say this middle chatzar that opens up both onto Mavli A and onto Mavli B, let's say this chatzar did not join either one of the Shetufei Mavuyas. He didn't join Mavli A, he also didn't join Mavli B. Well, now is he going to Aser on both Mavuyas? Says the Mechaber, it depends. If the people of this middle chatzar typically make use of both mavuyos, sometimes they go in one direction out to mavuy A, sometimes they go in the other direction, they go out to mavuy B. In that case, this middle chatzar is going to bring down the shetufei mavuyos of both mavuyos, because from the perspective of both mavuyos, you have a chatzar that failed to join the Shituf. Says the Mishnah Berurah, cutting on hay. Oisar al shteim, kedekamalon, this is the psak that we know very well. Dem chatzar echad loy nishtatif b'mavli, oisar al kalamavli. If you have a chatzar that has four chatzeres opening onto it, and one chatzar doesn't join the Shituf, then there is no Shituf, right? The mavli is serving multiple entities. It's serving the three chatzeres that made a Shituf, and it's also serving the one chatzar that did not join the Shituf. So you can't have a chatzar in the mavli that doesn't join the shituf. If this middle chatzar uses both mavuyos and he didn't join either shituf, so then from the perspective of either mavli, there's a chatzar that failed to join the shituf. So then it's going to bring down the shituf on both sides. V'im hu ragel, continues the mechaber, v'im hu ragel im ha'echad, v'im ha'sheni ein ha'ragel. But if the middle chatzar typically only goes through one of the mavuyos, yes, there's a gate on each side of the chatzar. There's a gate to chatzar A, to Mavli A, that the people of this chatzar use all the time. There's a gate to chatzar B that has rusty hinges that nobody ever goes through, and they even wonder why there's a gate there. So they don't use it. In that case, Oisai Sharagil, the Mavli that the middle chatzar usually uses, Oisir, he's going to answer on the other chatzarais of that Mavli, because this chatzar didn't join the Shituf. But he's not going to aser on the other mavui. Why? Because it's true that there's a gate, but they never use it. They never go through that mavui. And they do go through the other mavui. So they are misuluk from that mavui. They're considered removed from the mavui that they don't use. And this chatzar will not aser on that mavui. Vim shitei f'moisei shein aragel. Now here's an interesting case. Let's say this middle chatzar, they typically use mavui A. They typically do not use mavui B. For some strange reason, they joined the shituf of mavui B, but they did not join the shituf of mavui A. Strange. Vim shitei f'moisei shein aragel. So then, hoter haragel la'atzmai im shitfu b'neihem. Again, the middle chatzar typically uses mavui A. They did not join the shituf of mavui A. They don't use mavui B, but they did join the shituf of mavui B. Now, the other chatzeres of mavui A, they made a shituf. Does the middle chatzar still aser on them? No. Despite the fact that the middle chatzar usually makes use of mavui A, the fact that the middle chatzar made a shituf with mavui B serves as an indication that the middle chatzar has removed themselves from mavui A in the context of the halachas of shitufei bevuos, and the middle chatzar will not aser on mavui A because they made a shituf with mavui B. V'chein, and similarly, im ha'yuragel im, let's say the middle chatzar typically uses both bevuos, v'shitei v'me'achad mehem, and it made a shituf with one and not the other. Okay, so mutar asheni, the one that they did not make the shituf with, will still be mutter. The middle chatzar won't aser on them. Sharei silik atzmei bimenu. Because again, by making the shituf with the other mavui, they removed themselves from this mavui. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ois katan nun vav. Hutter aragel atzmei ve'ein za oiser. Tekev de shituf imasheni. Once they made a shituf imavuis with the other mavui, silik atzmei bizesh al yaragel boy. Even though it's counterintuitive, they made the shita for the mavi that they usually don't use, but it doesn't matter. They removed themselves from the ones that they are ruggle with by making the shita for the other one. Says the Mishnah, this second halacha is a kalvachomer for the first halacha. If you could remove yourself from the mavi that you typically use by making a shituf with a mavi that you typically don't use, then you certainly could remove yourself from a mavi that you typically use by making a shituf with another mavi that you also typically use. It's a kal v'chomer. Says the Mechaber Weiter, v'mavi sh'ragel by shitfu b'neihem. Let's say the mavi that this middle chatzar is ragel with made their own shituf. V'aisei she'ene ragel loy shitfu. And then the one that the middle chatzar typically doesn't use doesn't make a shituf. Again, you have a middle chatzar. The middle chatzar is ragil. They typically use mavui A. They typically do not use mavui B. Now what happened? And my mavui shiragil by shitfu b'neihem. The people of mavui A made a shituf. V'aisei she'ene ragil. The people of mavui B, the mavui that the middle chatzar usually does not use, loy shitfu, they didn't even bother making a shituf b'vuos. V'hu, and the middle chatzar, loy shitef loyim zev loyim zev. So again, you got to get this clear in your mind. There's three entities here. There's mavui A. Mavui A has three chatzeros and the middle chatzar. Now mavui A made a shituf b'vuos, but only the three chatzeros joined the shituf. The middle one did not join the shituf. Mavui B, that the middle chatzar usually does not use, mavui B did not make a shituf at all. And then the third entity, the middle chatzar, he did nothing. He didn't join the shituf of mavui A, and he didn't do anything with mavui B because mavui B doesn't even have a shituf. What's the halacha in that case? Says the Mechaber, very interesting. Doichim aysai eitzel she'ene ragel. The people of mavui A, the three chatzeros of mavui A, that made their own shituf b'vuos, they could be doicha, the middle chatzar, they could push the people of the middle chatzar and compel them to use mavui B. Even though the middle chatzar typically doesn't use mavui B, the middle chatzar typically uses mavui A, the people of mavui A who made a shituf b'vuos could take the middle chatzar who failed to join their shituf and be doicha them, compel them to go in the direction that they usually don't want to go, to compel them to go through mavui B that didn't even bother making on Erev, the yistalik be'oisei sharago, remove the middle chotzer from Mavi A that they typically use, kidei sheyehe mutter, so that the other three chatzeres of Mavi A should be mutter. They should have an effective shitov, and they should be mutter. Kevin shehu ein masid badavar, since the people of the middle chotzer really don't lose out by this, sharei loy shitefi mayim, he is going to be also betotal either way. He didn't join the shitov of Mavi A, so he would be also betotal anyway. Right? So he's not losing anything. And by being doich in the middle chotzer to Mavi B, the people of Mavi A are going to gain, because now they're going to have an effective shituf. Like we've learned before, this would be considered midas taim for the middle chotzer to say, no, I'm going to insist on using Mavi A, and I'm going to bring down the shituf of Mavi A. That would be midas taim. Leave them alone. If you remove yourselves from them, they're going to be good. They're going to have an effective shituf. So remove yourself, and what do you lose? You don't really lose much. Yeah, you have to walk a little bit more, maybe in another direction. But that's not considered so much of a loss, and therefore they could compel the people of the middle chatzer to do that. Says the Mishnah Berurah. This is a key Mishnah Berurah to me, by the way. This, you see over here that koifin oisai and doicha oisam, you could compel them. Doichim oisai, shaloi yavar alav b'shabbos. You compel them not to go through Mavoye. No, it's not just a lumdus. You really have to compel them. Sorry, Charlie, you don't belong here. No trespassing. You can't come through our mavui. As going to test kevin isabi this time. Shiyavu b'shabes derech mavui shalim nishtatef. You compel him to use mavui B, the mavui that did not make a shitufe b'voice. Ava pishen a regila boy. Even though the middle chatzer typically does not make use of mavui B. The ain tzarch loymer imu ragel b'shneim. Certainly, if the middle chatzer typically during the week would go in either direction, mavui A or mavui B, then certainly you could compel the people of the middle chotzer to go through Mavi B. Then certainly you would compel the people of the middle chotzer that they must go through Mavi B. They cannot go through Mavi A, and thereby render the Shetufe Mavuis of Mavi A ineffective and make them all also betiltal from their houses through to the Mavi. Okay, that concludes Simon Shin Pei Vav. We'll start next time with Simon Shin Pei Zion. Thank you so much for joining me for Liman HaTorah. This is from Liman HaTorah, Chibi Megan. And God's Klal Yisrael, the Rav Shem should send Yeshua Sefuras Parnasat Shadubchim to all those in need. We should be zeichet to see the B'ez Kerel Tzedek. B'mehar V'yameinu. Amen. Be well.